4 years ago, a train crash in southwest Washington killed two railroad workers and their driver. That crash highlighted a danger of the job, the time rail crews spend not on board a train, but in vehicles being shuttled around. There's a proposal in the Washington legislature to toughen regulations on companies that haul rail crews from one assignment to the next. But as Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports, time is running out.
It was March 23, 2011, at a rail yard in Kelso, Washington. A video camera captures a Chevy Suburban carrying three railroad crew members. Another camera shows the view from on board a Burlington Northern Santa Fe freight train traveling nearly 50 miles an hour. You see the Suburban turn to cross three sets of railroad tracks. Some stationary boxcars on the middle set of tracks block the driver's view of the oncoming train. The Suburban pulls out just as the train approaches the crossing, and then a fatal crash.
I don't remember anything at all.
That's Dwight Houck. He was the lone survivor in the Suburban. Dwight's wife, Susie, got the news when a railroad representative showed up at her door.
And I said, "Is Dwight okay?" And that's when I started to cry and got really upset because I had a feeling something happened.
Dwight's injuries were extensive, a traumatic brain injury, crushed ribs, a broken ankle. He would spend several weeks in the hospital and several more after that in rehabilitation. Dwight cries as he recalls being told of the fate of his two fellow crew members and their driver.
Nobody survived.
Dwight was especially close to one of those men.
And I worked with an engineer for 20 some years and found out he didn't survive.
The Suburban Houck had been riding in was owned by a company that had a contract with the railroad to transport its crews. In the old days, railroad employees drove these shuttles, and they were regulated by Washington's Utilities and Transportation Commission. But nowadays, most of the shuttle work is outsourced. Veteran railroaders say as a result, the quality of the drivers and the safety of the vehicles has suffered. Herb Krohn is a train conductor who lobbies the Washington legislature on behalf of his union.
I will tell you myself and a lot of other railroad employees in the state, if you ask them, they would tell you that the most dangerous thing they often do in the course of their work is get in one of those vehicles and be driven somewhere.
Krohn tracks train crew accidents on a spreadsheet with descriptions like crew van driving in ice, lost control, van rolled. Driver lost control, van went into ditch. Crew van struck by tractor trailer. Unlike at Kelso, most of these accidents don't involve a train. Washington's Utilities and Transportation Commission identified more than 30 such accidents in 2012 and 2013. For the past 3 years, the railroad union has been pushing Washington lawmakers to enact new regulations for vehicles that haul railroad crews. Again, Herb Krohn.
This is about safety. This is about people's lives. It's about people being able to go to their home, to their family at the end of the day.
These are extensive. At PTI, our number one priority is safety. Safety for all.
Lester Sokolowski is a vice president of safety at Professional Transportation Incorporated, the largest crew hauler in the country. He told a panel of Washington lawmakers in February that his company opposes a measure to further regulate third-party rail crew transporters.
PTI is opposed to this proposed legislation because we believe that the current state requirements in place are adequate.
Sokolowski took specific exception to a proposed insurance mandate. It would require crew transport companies to carry multi-million dollar uninsured motorist coverage.
This bill would put an onerous and significantly costly burden on PTI and its customers.
After the deadly Kelso crash in 2011, a federal investigation highlighted the driver's failure to stop and the lack of visibility as factors in the accident. Since then, flashing lights and gates have been installed at that crossing. The shuttle company was fined by the state of Washington and eventually went out of business. Dwight Houck sued the company and the railroad. He reached a confidential settlement. Today, Dwight is permanently disabled with a brain injury. For his wife, Susie, there's a mix of emotions.
Thankful every day he's with us, but it's sad because he's a different person.
Dwight says he always assumed if he ever got hurt on the job, it wouldn't be because of an accident on board a train.
I always figured it's going to happen in the vehicle.
you know, getting transported, you know, and ended up, sure enough, that's what ended my career.
The measure to regulate train crew shuttles passed the Washington House, but its fate in the state Senate is far from certain. Supporters and opponents say it's caught up in the politics of some other railroad-related legislation, politics that may doom it for a third year in a row. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.